This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The nation will celebrate its 78th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the country in celebrating Independence Day from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort. On the eve of Independence Day, President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today. The address will broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. 1,037 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defense and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of the Independence Day. Head Constable of Telangana Police, Charuvu Yadaya, was awarded the President's Medal for Gallantry. The President's Medal for Distinguished Service is awarded for a special distinguished record in service, whereas the Medal for Meritorious Service is awarded for valuable service characterized by devotion to duty. The Home Ministry said 213 police personnel have been awarded the Medal for Gallantry. It said out of the 94 President's Medal for Distinguished Service, 75 have been awarded the police service, 8 to fire service, 8 to civil defense and home guard service, and 3 to correctional service. 729 personnel have been awarded the Medal for Meritorious Service. The Supreme Court today clarified that states can recover past tax dues on mineral rights, but not for the period before 1st of April 2005. The Apex Court rejected the argument that its subject delivered in July upholding the powers of the states to tax mineral rights should be given prospective effect only. On the 25th of July, the Apex Court had ruled that states have the power to levy tax on mineral rights and the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957 does not limit such of the states. After the judgment was pronounced, the union and certain SSS made a demand that the judgment should be given only prospective effect. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the Amrit Udyan Summer Annuals 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. It will open to the public from Friday and visitors can visit it till 15th September. To ignite young minds with the spirit of Amrit Udyan, button up badges will be distributed among the children. Another new physical setup is an interactive soundpipe exhibit. For the first time this year, sportspersons have been invited to witness Amrit Udyan on the 29th August on the occasion of National Sports Day. A free shuttle bus service from Central Secretariat Metro Station will also be available for the convenience of the visitors. The tickets can be booked at the Rashtrapati Bhavan's website. Entry is free for Amrit Udyan. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has said that he would step down in September. Announcing his decision not to seek re-election at a press conference today, Mr. Kishida said that a ruling Liberal Democratic Party needs a new start. Support for Mr. Kishida, who has been Prime Minister since 2021, has fallen in the wake of a corruption scandal involving his party. The party has been in power almost continuously since 1955. A total of 250 farmers have been invited as special guests who have been benefited from the Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi. These invitees represent the millions of farmers whose lives have been positively impacted by the government's direct income support. A national workshop on women's leadership in panchayats is underway in New Delhi. Over 160 panchayat representatives across the country are participating in the workshop. Adding the workshop, former Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry, Kiran Bedi, highlighted the issues of panchayat at ground level and suggested their solutions to panchayat representatives. Talking to Akashvani News, elected representatives of panchayat shared their experience of the workshop. One of Gram Pradhans from Uttarakhand, Tabassum Imran, said that this workshop will help in improving the work. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.